So Hollywood Bets Sharks coach John Plumtree has announced his squad that will be travelling for their two away matches in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. Rounds 15 and 16 coming up. The Sharks are first in Scotland taking on Edinburgh. Then they head to Ulster in Ireland to face the Ulstermen in that second game on their tour. But looking at that squad, it is possibly the strongest squad that John Plumtree's had this season. He welcomes back Springboks Eben Etzebeth, Grant Williams, Lukanyo Am, and Apalele Fassie, who have all been out with injuries for extended period this season. It's going to be a very, very important tour for the Sharks in terms of their overall position in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship as we sort of get towards the playoff stages. Edinburgh are in some good form. They beat the Bulls in the Challenge Cup over the weekend, so it's going to be a tough tour for the Sharks. In some football news now, Man United legend Roy Keane has called the current squad a bunch of bluffers after their Premier League loss to Newcastle. They went down 4-1 at St James's Park. It's a defeat which confirms that they will finish with the lowest points total in the club's top flight history. Speaking on Sky Sports, Keane says he's fed up with the post-match interviews where United players talk about putting it right next game.
But this group of players, the mistakes they're making, I mentioned at the end of the game, they can't seem to get around the pitch. There's no power in the team. Some of the players who can run, I think there's some players who can run, but they don't want to run. That's another worry.
Some tough words there from a former United legend. We're going to stick with football to finish. Aston Villa manager Unai Emery believes that the atmosphere at their home stadium will drive them to a famous Champions League performance. They take on PSG in the quarterfinals tomorrow. The home side trail 3-1 from the first leg in France last week. Emery feels that Villa Park will be the so-called 12th man to inspire his side.
The supporters, they are going to up us their energy. And always for our players playing at home with the energy they can receive from the supporters is something adding positively.
The other match in the Champions League semi-finals tomorrow will see Barcelona take a 4-0 lead into the second leg against Borussia Dortmund. Well, that's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Nick Tatham.